everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we have another wonderful program today. Today is Monday, and we're kind of interested in having callers to see if you're able to hold the time from the time change that we had, okay? Do you experience Sunday differently, and were the aliens not attacking you because they were not connected to the old timeline that you lived on? So that's kind of what the question would be there. So we'll see if Kathy's on here. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Yes, Ron. Hi, I'm out here. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing on BBS Station 1. Ron said we're taking calls, so if you'd like to call in, I'll give you the toll-free number for the USA and Canada, which is 888-627-6008, and today is Monday, March 12th. Okay, Ron, well, we do have some comments already on the fast chat. Would you like me to read them while we wait for some callers?
Sure, that'd be great. Wonderful.
Okay, well, first of all, this started Saturday night, and after you ended the program, after you did the timeline crash on the time change and you held the energy, the fast track continued, and some people put some comments down. And so I noticed that Janice, she was looking at the Yahoo homepage, and she noted that daylight savings time is a time for people report more heart attacks, 10% increase in heart attacks on time changes. And she also had a point that maybe daylight savings time, those words, are key words. So that's something to discuss. And Newbie said he enjoyed being on the light ship and wanted to know more about it. Some other people said that during that time we were on, that you had timeline crashed, the time change, suddenly the sound on the phone line for BBS audio went out. And also Craig had reported suddenly a big change in energy, and he had really felt the difference. And so now today people are saying that Linda says she's been in a state of not being able to keep track of time. And Jesse says the emotional roller coaster has been absent since Saturday's crash for her. Oh, and BBS Janice is saying there's no sound on the phone again. Please look into that for her and anyone else. Thank you. And Liz is saying that the time adjustment is kind of crazy, and she wanted to have an emotional healing. And Lewis said that Sunday was a very good day. Tony said that when she had two windows up for healing, one sped up greatly and the other kept going. So people are really feeling the difference, it seems, Ron.
Yeah, that's good. So let's do a clearing then for the weekend here for people. So let's do a feeling body clearing. And just think how you were feeling. If you had anything upsetting you or something, just think of that. So here we go. Feeling body. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I will do your emotional body. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do a trauma body. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Back to you, Kathy.
All right. And BBS, if you'll let us know if there's any problem that that can be fixed on the audio. It's being reported not working. Mike P is saying that he felt very tired from the time change being held back, but other things might have been going on because of that. And he did feel very peaceful. And he did a clearing in which the timer skipped for 3 seconds on the countdown. BK said it was a very smooth transition regarding time change. And Liz said that everything was amazing Saturday, Sunday, and Monday it was not. I think that's what you meant, Liz.
We're not connecting then, huh? That must be what it means, because I've had people call me, too, saying that they felt very, very peaceful. And, you know, that interference that's always in the background, the alien doing stuff to us, was no longer with us because they were connecting to us in a different time slot. Remember, they control time. Oh, back to you again, Karen.
I remember Saturday night, I had no dreams after you did that. No dreams that I could remember. And the next day, I did not change my clock ahead. And I felt like I was still in the same timeline as before. And so I didn't change my clock ahead. I just didn't even think about it. And I'm sure I was an hour or more late to everything I was supposed to go to, but didn't really seem to matter. Everybody else was too. And the day went very smooth for me, and it was just a beautiful, bright, brilliant day, like peaceful, like it can be when you're out of time. And I felt very much more myself. I got a lot done. I had a very productive, happy day, like I haven't had in a long time. So you had asked us, maybe you had asked us to timeline crash, to keep it going, to timeline crash Monday, you said, to timeline crash Monday. Some people seemed interested in doing that, and I would sure like to hear if anyone actually did that and if they had an experience. And I know Janice was in on this, so I was hoping she could call in, but she's not getting audio right now. However, Ren says that he had no concept of time the last couple of days. He also felt very peaceful. And so Larry said he had to check his impulses, not his mind consciousness. Marie R. said that the space around her and time was empty. And a lot of people are saying thank you for doing that, giving them an extra couple of days. That was kind of a nice surprise.
What we could do, if you want, we could try to, not try, what we'll do is we'll bring you back into Saturday again. Well, for the newer listeners who didn't have that opportunity, we can try to see if we can get it to hold the space for you. This way, what you want to do is, thinking of computer stuff, you want to copy and paste the energy of Saturday into Sunday. That will keep you on that time line, okay? And then you want to copy and paste that into Monday. You always want to have Saturday be the main foundation. Although you could do Sunday, too, if you wish, but I wouldn't go past those 2 days. If you had it successfully done to you and you were able to be in peace on Sunday, then you could copy Sunday's timeline into Monday. And then from there, maybe copy Sunday's timeline into Tuesday. But let's take you back to before the aliens have you hooked up right now. We'll go back into a past timeline. It'll go on to Monday, into Saturday, because remember, they're no longer watching that timeline because they have everybody else in the new ones. So here we go. We're going to bring you back to Saturday. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You should feel pretty much out of time. And now we're going to bring that energy into Sunday. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll bring that energy into today here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I don't know how quick they can corrupt this on you, but might be interesting if you could do this whenever you think about it, to go back into time and bring that same timeline forward into the different days. It'd be very interesting. I'm sure there's a lot more going on that doesn't meet the eye on this here also, because you're going to be pretty much freed up and be able to use your own creative thoughts. Otherwise, they're going to be giving you the thoughts to use. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, that's a good point. This is so valuable, and people are commenting how much they really appreciated it. And Ren says he did timeline crash Monday. And he wants to thank Janice and others for inspiring your clearing. And a lot of people are thanking you. BK is saying, I had a very smooth transition. And Marie is just now checking her timing. Her timer and clock were confused. So this was really something. We'll just wait to see if anyone calls, if they have some kind of longer description to give. That will be fine if they can call. And everyone can see if they would like to see if they're in the present moment or in the past by doing the finger test, which is for, I know we have some new listeners, so I'll just briefly explain. The finger test is where you check to see if you're in the present or past by holding your finger out in front of you, or two of them, and your index finger straight up in the air, and then putting it directly in front of your face, and maybe about a foot or more, and then slowly bringing it towards your nose to see if it's either center, right, or left. And right, if it's a little bit to the right, that means you're a little in the future. If it's a little to the left, that means you're a little in the past. But if you're in the middle, that means you're in the present moment, which is where you want to be. Anything to add to that, Ron?
No, it'll be interesting to see where people are, because actually it depends. If you're in the moment, which is where you should be, then you should be straight ahead. But if you are being controlled by your past, because the past that you're now living is Saturday, your finger might be to the left. So that means that you would be in the moment in the past. It gets a little confusing, but you might understand that. So if your finger is to the left, that would just mean that you're probably on Saturday's timeline. And on that timeline, then, you know, using today's reference, you know, it's hard to describe, because if you use today's reference, then if you are, well, this gets interesting, if oxymoron here. So if you are in the moment on Saturday's timeline, your finger should be in front of you. But if you're a little bit in the moment of Saturday, then you're using right now, which would be on the new timeline, and your finger could be to the left a little ways, because you could be sharing timelines. So anyway, interesting to see what people comment on the fast chat. Back to you, Karen.
Okay, well, there are some comments about that. Gabe says that that last timeline crash you did shut off his mind.
Caller line two.
No conflict of energy. And Ren, Ren says, I already said that. She timeline crashed on Monday. Micah says Sunday sped so quickly and she was not affected by the time change. And Jared says, that is amazing. It's like being turned off from the aliens. Liz says, the state of suspension was one of bliss and beauty. And Liz said she's a little in the future, which is kind of weird. Tony from L.A. is asking if we can copy Saturday into Tuesday on our own somehow. Can you explain that again, please, Ron?
Yeah, just you have to be where you are and do a timeline crash on it. And just bring yourself into that time. You're crashing the timeline that would be for Tuesday. What I'm doing is
okay,
just taking
so
it there instantly here, because I can do that because I'm out of time. But when you're in time, then you're controlled by the time media, and the energy is coming to you. But if you just keep moving that energy forward, and maybe through a timeline crash, maybe somebody else can explain it a little differently. That's kind of what I see doing, is just to do some timeline crashes on it so that day doesn't exist any longer. And then on the timeline crash, you want to put the time that you want to live into the now, which would be the day that you're living. And this must kind of go
two.
Along with what...
caller line two.
Oh, we got a caller? Okay, great.
Okay.
We got a caller on?
Hi, yeah, this is... hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Janice.
I did.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
I'm glad I did too, because I'm trying to figure out this timeline thing here myself, and I wanted to share what happened to me yesterday, and actually the last couple days. But Yesterday, I was just being guided through spirit just to, you know, to lay low, not to go out, not even to take a walk, just to, I was doing my mind of heart drop and doing the exercises of keeping my life force energy with me, and I just pretty much focused on that, and I knew I needed to do that the whole day. The energy for me was pretty intense, and so just trying to stay completely heart-centered. Well, there was a couple incidences that came up. My daughter texted me and said she was bringing home something for dinner, not to start anything. So she comes walking in with this chicken to throw on the grill, and it was spoiled. It was bad. I could smell it. You know, I'm taking the stuff out of the bags, and automatically I my body went into this, oh, no, you know. I mean, you know, spoiled chicken juice leaked over everything, you know, and I'm like, no, don't get upset. Don't get upset. Because she was just telling me about a dream that she had the night before that she was vomiting and she had really bad food poisoning. And we were talking about how ironic that was that she just bought a chicken from the store, brought it home, and it was so bad. And, you know, that, well, anyway, I'm trying to make a long story short. It like threw me into a paranoid state. It threw me into a state where I needed to clean everything around me, throw all the chicken juice away. We returned the chicken to the store right away. But I had noticed, I had talked to my neighbor for the first time since I've lived in my new place, and she was telling me on how paranoid she was feeling about me because she saw me out in the backyard with a shovel picking up dog doo-doo, and she thought I was out there burying my dead husband. And I'm thinking, wow, you know. And then my other neighbor across from me has surveillance cameras all over the place, and I'm thinking, well, you know, that's a little, you know, paranoid stuff. And well, anyway, Ron, I guess I'm just asking. I really needed to stay heart-centered with the spoiled chicken coming into the house, but I really felt like they were trying to get me and send me off onto more parallel lives of paranoia because there are so many people in this area who are suffering from paranoia. So I was wondering, could we get a paranoia timeline crash?
Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And that may help you.
Interesting, how your daughter saw her future
about being sick on a timeline.
Yes, she did. And then in the same dream she was telling me about, she said her gym membership card was bent in half, and when she went to the gym after work yesterday, her card didn't work at all. And she was telling the person at the gym that she just had a dream that her gym membership didn't work. Her card didn't work. So when you talk about the dreams being right there, does that mean they're like right on our front doorstep when we dream vividly like that?
Yeah, typically, yes, that would be correct. And or you saw the event in a dream happening on other parallel timelines, and it leaked into this one here. What I found was interesting as you were talking, you mentioned about your neighbor having surveillance cameras. And the other neighbor was thinking that you're burying somebody, you know? I just wonder if your neighbor's afraid that he's going to get buried alive and he wants to have film footage of it. Anyway. Well, maybe he's reading the other lady, you know? Maybe they got a thing going, you know?
Well, I told her if she saw me out there after all the snow goes away, you know, I'll have to put up a big I'm burying poop sign, you know? And also I was wondering, you know, do I have it on my billboard again that I'm some crazy lady or something, you know?
No, I think they're coming to you to get sanity.
Oh, well, that would be great. Okay, Ron and Kathy, thank you very much for letting me share my story.
I'm so glad you called, Janice. Bye.
So what can we do today? What's
Well, Ron, you know, you mentioned about copying and paste and the timeline crashing and all. Could you please give a little bit more specific directions, like what wording would we put if we're on the timeline crash page? What wording would we put in the box?
What I do first is give her the day that you're going to be living, okay? When it crashed that timeline, they're going to be active for you to go on to it. So you want to crash it, but you don't have any patient of being drawn to it, you say, because they're already planning that for you because the clock keeps ticking. Crash the next day, maybe just say you want to crash, you know, the date. That whole day, 24-hour period, that you feel like it's crashed enough where they're not going to be able to get you on a timeline. You'd want to just bring, like, the past day, which we'll say is Saturday. You want to bring the date of Saturday, 24 hours, into the next, which would probably be Tuesday, to see if you could hold it that way. Something that is probably pretty, you know, in a sense pretty far out, but I'm sure that it's used before. The movies kind of hint about this here a little bit, of people going into the past and stuff. So we're probably just looking at something that's already being done, not having the right explanation of how they're doing it. But this is a real simple way to hold the space to get you off that timeline. You want to get onto some timeline if you don't want to get onto another one. They control the time here. That's the problem, is that we're being controlled in time on the timelines that are created, you know, brought forth by the aliens for us to experience. By getting off the timeline, went into another one, then you're just living your past over and over again. But the timeline is pretty freed up. Then you're just experiencing things on your own without having anything being attached to you. Might be a little more difficult to, I'm thinking that it might be harder to manifest if you're in the past on a timeline. But then the people that you're patient with on that timeline not have any control either. So they may just be able to use free will, free choice, make a decision for you. Of whatever you're doing, because you are aging people all the time. Their response may not be hampered by the aliens because the aliens already gave up that timeline. So it may be easier to manifest past as no control of you in that past energy. Back to you.
Okay, so are you saying to copy paste the energy that you brought on Saturday to keep us off alien timelines into the timeline crash? But we've put those words in there, copy paste the energy for Saturday.
Yeah, what you want to do is bring the whole day into that timeline. So you want to paste the whole day of Saturday. That way aliens probably will not understand what's happening. They're only working in the now, for their now, on the timeline. They have the timeline spread out. They're working with you. Maybe every race could have you every hour. They're just going by that. And they're probably not looking in the rear to see what you're actually doing. They just know that millions of people are being controlled by timelines. And you just happen to get away. Get out of the net. Probably not going to really understand what you're doing, because I don't think they're really even going to care, because there's only a few of you doing this. You probably wouldn't even expect anybody doing it anyway. So you may have a better life by doing it. Maybe you might try to do something on a past timeline, have to do something where somebody's permission, and by going into the past, maybe the person be more compelled to say yes as opposed to say no to you, as the energies around them will no longer be activated. It's just an interesting thought. You might just try it and just see how it works out.
Okay. Brent is saying, what a crazy scenario. And Mike P. is saying, we may need to add confusion to the list of emotions to crash. And Liz is saying, pass equal paste without an E. And Ren is saying, is more than one crash needed for a day of your life?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I'd probably do 100 timeline crashes or so. This is like a little experiment here, so I'm going to do a lot of timeline crashes just to see if you can get out of that time. I always go back in time. Going into the future, they may still catch you. So that may not be good to go into the future because they're creating the future. One future creates the next future, but the past is already created. So they're not really going to go into the past, I don't think, to do anything because they want you to be alive and wiggling in their moment on that timeline. They still work in the moment as the clock is ticking. So the ones that are in charge of you, abduct you to care for you, we'll say, your caregivers, are going to be running on that linear clock. They're not going to be in the past because the past is doesn't have any energy for them. At least, you know, simplistically, it doesn't have any energy. It still carries energy, but they're more concerned of having you live and wiggling, you know, doing stuff affected by time, of what they can do to you. But in the past, they're not going to go into the past to how to hurt you typically because they want to hurt you where they're working with you, not somewhere across the map in a whole different sector. Maybe the book is closed. Their book is closed on your past. They don't want to get into there and try to figure out who didn't move forward. Everybody else is moving forward. Back to you, Karen.
Okay, Larry's asking a different subject. Do aliens split your mind by screaming so they can implant you? By screaming and distracting you so they can implant you?
Just to scream? I would imagine so, yeah. They can do all kinds of stuff. So it's we're just discovering what all they can do. Probably not anything that they can't do.
Well, Ron, for Saturday night, after Saturday night and Sunday, did you happen to notice anything that the aliens were doing or not doing that was different due to the time change being held back?
I didn't feel any change myself. I don't live in time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just seemed like another day to me. Dealing with alien stuff, you know, just another day with the same stuff going on. So that's kind of where I live.
Yeah.
Around.
Liz is reporting that she's feeling much lighter after your initial healings tonight when you did the feeling body clearing, I think is what she's referring to. And Newbie's asking if you could explain how to clear off websites where he obtained misinformation. Can you explain a little bit about how to clear the websites or where to clear them?
We got a media clearing on the website. I think it's the bottom left on the navigation side. A media clearing or something, and once you get information from different locations, that can cord you. Processes that whatever you get will start to cord you, draw you into whatever that scenario is going to be. Trying to get connected, and to connect to you, and once you get connected, they won't even notice it. How things start to go wrong in your life or something. So it's stuff that has that clearing on it. Media something, media website clearing or something like that. That's you.
I think there's one on the alien attack page too, where you can clear off the energy of alien attacks on websites. You can actually just type in the website address. If it's one that you go to a lot that maybe was helpful to you and aliens know you're looking at it a lot and maybe they'll, you know, whammy you from that website or something or you feel different from that website, even though it's a harmless one, but maybe there's an aliens know that you like it, so they attack you from that website. Isn't that right, Ron, on the alien attack page?
That is correct, uh-huh.
Okay, so there you go, newbie. And someone's asking, what is a soulless being? Why are they here, and do they know what they're doing to us?
Well, they're here. They do know what they're doing because that's why they're here. They're just trying to steal your spirit, your soul out of your body. Steal bits and pieces of your physical body along with you. And that's basically it. They want to steal the light. Want to get it for themselves. A lot goes on with that. How they do that and how they abduct you and everything else. And point on, it'd be all negative. So I don't want to bring a negative situation here. But, yeah, use your imagination of what they can do to us here. Back to you, Kathy.
Joseph saying that he likes the idea of tricking the aliens into not knowing where we are and on the timelines. And Ed is asking if you could please bring in some source energy right now.
Hey, here we go. You may want to bring the light beam up on the monitor screen. So if you're on the BBS Creation Lightship page, go down a little ways there, you're going to see a really large light beam. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Hey. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, a few announcements. In addition to the healings on the website and radio programs, Ron offers live conference calls to release our body's darkness and densities. The conference calls are held on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for about an hour at 5:30 p.m. Pacific and cost $20 each. Absentee attendance can be requested in advance or at the time of the conference. You can register and pay through the creationlightship.com website at the top of the page where it says Special Weekly Clearings. Any of those links can take you directly to the conference calls page menu and secure online payment through PayPal or directions for sending check and money orders. Tuesday is the energetic cording removal clearing. Wednesday is healing on the Creation Lightship for an hour with water light coat charging. Thursday is the clone body removal clearing, and Friday is the entity clearing and release, all of which Ron created for ascension preparation. If you have a particular question for Ron, please email a brief note to clsquestions@yahoo.com and indicate in the subject line if the question for Ron should be read on Monday's Rumor Mill News Show or the question and answer teleconference on Wednesdays and Fridays following the BBS program. For general questions or to request a private healing session from Ron, you can contact him through the website address, which is healing@creationlightship.com. And if you've ever requested a sample healing or received the benefits of one of them from the website, please consider demonstrating your appreciation by sending a donation to help Ron to continue to help us out. Also, you may want to purchase the whole lifetime healing from the website creationlightship.com so you can have more complete healing than a sample can provide. We thank you and appreciate all the healing so much, Ron. So let me go back to the fast chat and see if there's any more questions or comments. I think there was one earlier. Let's see. Ed is thanking you and wondering if you could possibly release some weekend entities that he may have picked up. Could you please clear entities now, Ron?
Okay, so get rid of the ghosts that's attached to you, okay? Could be more than one naturally. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 for the critters here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hey, I got an email the other day from that was showing one of the movie stars, Brad Pitt, a car, you know, with Angela, and that the heading on the top of the page was, this is to be a tabloid page or something from some news article, is he looks 20 years younger. Just paraphrasing that. And, yeah, you know, makes you wonder, wow, we talk a lot about things here, and one of those things to be involved with. I won't go, I can't really say anything beyond that, but happen to see that yourself, it's quite interesting. Don't have the media even talk about it, you know, that somebody is awake enough to say, something's happening here, you know. So anyway, back to you, Kathy.
That's pretty interesting. They start to notice that they're getting younger and younger. Newby was on the call on Saturday and went to the light ship with us and says that really enjoyed it and wondered if you could explain the photos and the use of the light beam picture on the CLS website. Is that what the light beams look like?
Yeah, that's one of the ones, yes. That was actually drawn by an artist, Kassara. She has Kassara Art, and she, on one of my conference calls that I had, I think I met her in 2005 at a UFO conference, Los Angeles, on event. And after that, I took her up on one of the conference calls that I had back then and got her drawing the light beam, and then she sent it to me, so that's why we have it. Except actually, you know, seeing it, seeing the light beam in full technicolor, you know. So anyway, we do have people that see on the light, so that is an actual picture. So what a lot of people do is they like to bring the light beam up. At first, only had the light beam on the healing pages, and we decided to add other light beams that actually incarnated here or for whatever time they were here, not that they were here the whole lifetime of a person. We have the picture of Buddha there, which was a light beam. I know I was in his body for a short time. I can't tell you exactly how long I was in the body because I just don't have that recall, but I know I was in his body. Probably talking about ascension stuff, what probably more like what Jesus was talking about, also to get people jump-started. Getting themselves cleaned out. So that's what I was probably communicating. I don't know if there's any text out there that would indicate that, but I know I was in his body just for a short time. I was in the body of Jesus much, much longer. But the light beings are ones that have come here. There's Saint Germain there also. And people, you have to realize that light beings may only come in for maybe a few weeks even. But they're remembered by what they have stated at that time. And if it was hung on to by you know, text or something, passed down through generations, then it could also be adulterated, too. Problem with, you know, the Christian religion kind of changed a little bit. So Jesus never came to teach Christianity. He just came to teach what I'm teaching, to get into your body, to go outside of yourself and clean yourself out for ascension. That's the basic teachings of Jesus. Everything else is gone askew by just a couple phrases or words that were changed that may mean something different. All of a sudden, people take on a whole different meaning what was actually there. That's what happened, lifetime. Basically, the different beings, there are light beings that you may see. Some people like using the Star of Bethlehem. That's there too. They're also for healing, and there's many other ones. Up to you if you wish to act to those, too. Energy will probably be, will have a little bit of the personality of each being there. Typically, for me, when they come into me, I don't really feel any change whatsoever, because they're all the same frequency. A light being is a light being. They don't change personalities or anything else because they're all light. They will change them a little bit for you when they're on the website in case you want to feel a slight change in their energy to kind of relate to what you could possibly remember. Your ancestors remembered when they walked the earth here, if you ever have seen those individuals. Basically, light does not bring forth personality. Back to you. I guess the question is, yeah, you can leave the light beam up if you wish during this program or up when you're doing different healings. You have to leave something up on your monitor screen for the healings if you do the online healings. It has to be a conduit in order for you to connect to it or to connect to you. So that's why it's needed. I myself, out of all of them, I just like the light beam being up. That's what I always use. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Thank you. Mike wants to know, are we the only planet preparing for ascension?
All the ones in the planets of light, creations of light, not be preparing because they already know about it. They're already in light. So the only reason why we have ascension is because it needs to be a way to get darkness out of the universe of light. This is light here, and the darkness crept into it. So there are planets, I'm sure, not too many, I hope, that the darkness has taken over. I like to think this is the only one, but I don't have any other information than what I have here. So this is the one that where we live, so it wouldn't make any difference that there was two or 500 of them out there that are not completely in the light. It wouldn't mean anything to us because we're not living there. So all the planets that are in pure light probably might know about ascension somewhat, but they're already in light, so there'd be no need for them to change. But it does allow the spirits in that our nation to actually be able to move on when the light is turned off. Other than that, it could be on forever. And you do choose your manifestation creation, whatever that would be for you, to go into. Here we just call it like physical bodies. But you have to do take the blueprint and energize that, then your spirit goes into it. A life form that you're in, if you wish to change into another one, then you just dematerialize that blueprint and create a new one or find a new one on the light ship. You have that availability to see all the different blueprints, but you don't go to the light ship to do that. They're there, but somehow, some way, you get them downloaded, in a sense, to you, like a computer term here. But you just choose where you wish to go to. And from there, you go to another blueprint and energize that. So there's really no death. There's no agonizing thing or anything like we have here. No suffering, just all peace energy. Just exchanging one experience of peace for another. It might sound kind of boring, but, you all know how you felt Saturday when you were, Sunday when you're in the energy of the aliens around you. You're in peace and you're still functioning. You know, you're not robotic. You do have an experience, but you don't have all that extra stuff hanging on to you. That's a nice thing that light has to do here, is to get rid of the darkness out of its creation. And that's why we have ascension. Back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you so much for that explanation. And it led Mike to the next question. Was Jesus or other beings on these planets too?
That's a good one. I don't know. There would be light beams that would go to those planets, if that was needed. So that it would be yes, whether it would be, that particular one, just to be very confusing because they're all the same. So the light beams are all the same energies until they pick a blueprint. So if there were humans there, would a human look like Jesus? Probably not, okay? At least we don't even know how he looks to begin with, but we have pictures of what people have drawn of him or what they think it looks like or he looks like. But the source energy, you know, through the light beams, just pick a life form. the spirit energy of source energy, which would be what would be in the light beings, would manifest some way into something. But it would not be necessarily Jesus, the way he looks now, coming to a strange planet or something and appearing. It would have to take the belief systems, if it was needed for those people at that time or whatever life form would be there. Well, the answer would be yes and also no at the same time. Light beam would come and materialize a blueprint and then work through that blueprint of whatever would be acceptable for the culture at that time. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. That's enlightening. Ed is asking about the auric field protection clearing that he or she remembers being on the website. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not Ed, it's SD. Can you let us know about that aura protection clearing? And if it's not there, is there another one that would suit that purpose?
Yeah, that's, I might put something up that'll be in the future here. We'll see what happens between now and the summertime. What that did was allow you to have some energy around you. It's like increasing your life force energy, which you could do yourself. You just do, I now increase my life force energy, and probably do it like maybe if you want to really get charged up a lot, do it 100 times. But about 10 times is all that's needed, and that will be very, very similar. Thank you.
Okay, and let's see. Mike is asking, how do we take our bodies with us for the ascension?
Well, your spirit has to be able to fully inhabit your body. So if you're able to have your body fully connected to your spirit, then you will no longer or cannot take your body with you for ascension. So what the Bible talks about is the eternal life and everything else, being with Jesus, etc. That's because your body would be able to do that once you have 100% spirit energy in your body. All of his teachings back then was correct. It's just that back then it was even hard for the people to do, to get rid of that energy out of them. That's the problem that we have, is that mind energy is so strong here that it's taking over people. Now, if you could stay into that Saturday energy for quite a while, boy, you could probably move ahead very, very quickly, because you have no external interferences coming into you, talking to you in your head, bringing people into your life to confuse you. And you could probably do a lot of work yourself without aliens mucking the works up here, you know. But that's why Jesus did healings on people, is to get them into, to release the blockages, the densities, the DNA out of their bodies. So the same thing is true. You could take that information, what talked about, if it was correct in the way they presented it, and just copy and paste it right now into this year. It'd be the same exact information. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, let's see. Newbie's asking, just briefly, what is the auric field and how is it different than the life force energy?
Your life force is your spirit, and your auric field is from your body. Your body emanates a life force energy around it. And inside of that energy that you see, it's like a fog around people. Going to the light infusion chamber, all that fog, that density, your spiritual lessons, if you want to use that term, how people read you, how people view you, how you bring people into your life. Once you get that released, then you don't draw people to you because nothing is there. This is how you use your psychic billboard, too. That's connected to your auric field, is that you want to transmit into that what you would like to have happen in your life. Once you go into the light infusion chamber, like at the expo coming up here, everything is taken away from you. Clean. That's the way you're supposed to be. not radiating alien traumas that the aliens want you to experience in self-defeating situations that people get into. It's not being transmitted outside of yourself. Remember, like attracts like. That's the law of cause and effect. Of cause and effect is you get what you ask for, typically, and that's in mind energy, and bring to you what you don't even know you're dealing with because it's stored inside of you. All these little walking time bombs that need to cause you stress and trauma, emotional upset, physically hurting yourself or having people hurt you, all this stuff is in your auric field. I want to get rid of that. Also do the shrink wrap, too. That will help you. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and newbie, that shrink wrap is spelled with a W-R-A-P. I saw people spelling it the other way. All right. He is asking, Ron, do you know what Jesus is doing now?
Well, the Jesus is not Jesus, okay? It's a light being, and there's many light beings in the body of Jesus. So the actual Jesus itself is no longer that energy that people see. People think that Jesus is just one particular being with all this power, okay? There's actually many, many light beings in the physical body of him. They don't understand that. So all the different light beings are doing different things. Really no Jesus, okay? The energy will actually come into me at times during these programs sometimes, but I really can't tell the difference between me as a light being and him as a light being. All I know is that I was a light being doing the healings when he walk the earth here, but there's really no difference from one light being to the next. So Jesus is no longer, and will not take another body here. If you're looking at that as Jesus going to down here again do his teachings and healings, I'm already doing that. So that's why I came. That's why I was foretold in the Talmud Emmanuel that would be coming. That was written during the lifetime that Jesus actually walked the earth. So that is actually like the New Testament, we'll say, or part of it. That's real. So that it doesn't say anything in there that Jesus was coming, that somebody would be coming to talk about his life. Oh, you know, 2,000 years future is what they were talking about. They wonder why. Or how does the light ship know if they don't work in time on the 2,000-year interval? That'd be a really good question, I would think. Well, they have to come every 2,000 years, so they somehow connect themselves into maybe a timeline or something. I have never been able to figure it out myself, but they know that every 2,000 years they have to get darkness out of here. So that's what they look at. They always bring somebody from the light ship here 2,000 years because this place is so corrupted by the aliens. So that's the reason why that's written that way. They knew what was happening or going to happen in the future. You don't know how much the light knows. The light doesn't work in the future or in the past, but light is all conscious. It does know what is in its reality, but it sometimes has to look for it because it doesn't judge anything. I've always mentioned the main downfall with the light is that it doesn't judge, doesn't look for darkness. And down here in the trenches having a crummy life because things are attacking you and you wish that the light could help you, oh, it can to a certain extent, but that's the problem with the light is that it doesn't judge anything. So anyway, I guess our time is coming close to an end here. I'll be in New York at the New Life Expo. That's starting on Friday the 23rd. Just going for that weekend in Manhattan, about a block from Penn Station. So if you're on the East Coast, you know where Penn Station more than likely is. It's right next door, or at the Penn Station, if I'm not mistaken, is underneath Madison Square Garden, or is just adjacent to it. So it's the main hub for Manhattan. So just go there and you're a block away. And we'll talk about our calls this week. We have a tomorrow, which is Tuesday, we have our boarding call. Okay, we have water charging. These are all special calls that we do each week. Thursday will be the a call, which is going to be, and I may not be able to do it off to see. So I'm taking a plane flight out, but I may not be able to do the Thursday call. I'll find out as time goes on here. So the Thursday call would normally be the decloning, and Friday is entities. Next BBS program is going to be on Wednesday on Station 1 again at 7 o'clock. So thank you, Kathy, and we'll see you later, everybody.